as a pedestal for the greatest of American statesmen. In these old days, she was a queen as well as a mother. Her planters were men of immense wealth and lived in the life of grandeur. Their cane fields covered the mountain on all of its sides and subsidiary peaks, rising to the very fringe of the cold forest on the cone of volcano long since existent. The great houses, built invariably upon the eminence that command a view of the neighboring island states. They withstood hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, and tidal waves. They were impregnable fortresses against rioting Negroes and spasmodically aggressive Frenchmen.